Hello.
Hey, this is Clark.
Hi, Clark. It's Lisa here.
Hey, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm not doing okay, and I'm very sorry that I offended you because my tone was a completely different tone to talk to you about this. And to be very honest, I spoke freely, and I'm very sorry. I'm telling you that on a recorded medium. I'm very sorry you took offense to that. I am a person who micromanages things. So I didn't say that to you in a negative way. I just wanted to get you out of that. And that's it. That was my intention.
And I don't. In fact, I was going right along with this until I had a simple question that they wouldn't answer. And I think what the way they handled it was extremely unprofessional. It was extremely poor. And I think the tone of your writing kind of saying that they were doing what I told them to do. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay,
in fact,
all right.
I specifically said, if the contract says what they said it did,
mm-hmm.
I will agree to it. Then they charged mm-hmm. it and then sent me the contract. And the contract doesn't say what they said it did. And they never answered it. So I'm taking, after talking to you, I felt a lot better, but I'm taking great offense to you guys saying you listened to it and they clearly agreed with it.
Okay.
I'll go
to
court on that
one. I apologize for that.
They bullied me and they harassed me. And you guys just kind of piled on to say, oh, yeah, that was right what they did. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
So I'm not happy.
I understand.
And so the tone of your responses were kind of, it sounded like your guys were playing cover-up.
No.
At the second half there.
No, Clark, that's not what I intended to do. I'm very sorry. The way I'm talking to you right now, this was exactly my tone. And I was just trying to paint the right picture in front of you. That's it. And I understand you're not satisfied. Then let's just, we'll just take a step back, okay? You're not happy with this payment. You handle the rest of the work, and we'll just work on what was the initial package, okay? This all went wrong, Clark. Did you see the detailed email that I wrote there just to explain my part to you?
That's what I'm responding.
And I feel like it went.
A few statements inside of there.
I felt like
I was fine with it until I read that.
Clark, I'm trying so hard to give you the answers that you need, and I guess I messed up on that.
I think you would have been fine if you hadn't started defending him, like saying you clearly agreed with it and he did the right thing.
No, that's not what
he
I'm saying.
He stole my money.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
What's in there. That's what's in there, though.
I'll take that. But at the end, what did I say? Clark, did you read the ending conclusion?
I stopped at that and said, I can't continue with this being in there.
No, I'm saying that we have taken him off the project. If you didn't feel comfortable with him, you've taken him off the project. And I am completely buying what you're saying. But see, Clark, you weren't seeing the other side of the story. And I had to let you know about that, too. Understand it from my perspective. Imagine you've been working with someone.
Well, what I'm saying is you guys listened to the message, and I clearly agreed with them charging it. No, I didn't. I clearly said they can do it.
And the contract.
The contract says. And then the contract doesn't say what he told me.
And you had issues with the contract.
Doesn't.
Okay. Okay. I take my word back. It doesn't say
what he said. So I didn't agree to that.
Okay.
You put it in writing
that
you guys listened to it, and I did.
Okay.
So now
my
I'm
bad.
Fighting two of them.
My bad, Clark. My bad. I'm going to send back to you in writing and say that, you know, I messed up. I did the wrong thing, and you are right in your place. Okay? Let's go with that. All right, I will send that to you. I'm taking
you
my accusation
said
back.
I agreed to him.
Okay. All right. I'm taking it back. So you never said anything about charging the payment. He just went ahead and he charged you on
no,
his own.
No.
Is that what happened?
I said no. I said I would. I said if you're right, and that guarantee is in there, and it's in the contract, and I agree to the contract. That's what I said.
Okay.
And then he charged it and then sent the contract. So
okay.
I had a whole bunch of ifs in there.
Clark,
I am trying my best to
work this out with you. And literally, to be very honest to you, being a human being, I'm telling you that I'm exhausted. And I don't want to lose
and,
you as a client. So
and
tell
so
me
am
what
I.
should I do.
I was,
what should I do
I
to make you feel the gesture that I am trying to help you out with the book. I'm trying to be on your side. I am on your side here, and I'm not trying to defend
you. I need that retracted.
I got all of these people backstopped. All right, I got Sheldon off, I got Daniel off. I'm the only one looking, taking care of the project now, nobody else, and the writing team. That is it. You need the charges reverted? Okay, fine. Let's go ahead and revert the charges, okay? Let's revert the charges,
well,
and we won't give you any sort of consultation for future services whatsoever, okay? You drive your call, you drive the book, and you make the decisions on your own. We're not telling you about anything else apart from what
the That's not where this is. What this is again,
what is this about,
confirming that you're confirming what – that's not what I want. What I wanted to be able to do is make sure I – all I'm trying to do is make sure I understand what's in there. They refused to tell me yesterday. You kind of told me, but then you came back and said, oh, but he did the right thing because you agreed with it. That's the problem I have right now.
Okay, let me explain that part. I'm trying to explain that to you, that I have been working with him for 8 years, and I've seen his work. I've seen the bestsellers that he has made.
That's fine.
He's
I don't
consultant.
Care.
Let
I don't care.
Finish.
That's not what
let
I said.
Finish. I understand. You know what? You know the which part I agreed to? The part that I agreed to was that this was the right time to put in the application for your copyright.
But you said
that's the
you
part that
to
I
it
agreed
and
to.
I agreed to it. But that's not... They didn't explain that, and that's not dice. That isn't what happened. That wasn't where the issue came up. I'm fine with the timing of it. I'm fine with what we're trying to do. I just was frustrated because they wouldn't explain a simple thing.
And
it got really nasty.
All of a sudden. I know.
And I read that to a bunch of people last night, and every single one of them said, you need to get rid of him.
Okay. All
I mean,
right.
That was so unprofessional, his responses were.
Then he's off. Let's put on a clean slate, Clark, and I really want to make this work. And I'm asking you for the last time, what do you need me to do right now for us to have a clean slate and work in a good manner, finish the book, and do it in your comfort zone? What is it that you need from me?
I just need a statement saying you're retracting, that you listened to the message, and I clearly agreed that he should go ahead and charge that. Because
okay.
That's not what happened. It was not clearly that.
Okay. I will do that. I will provide that to you in writing. And what else needs to be done now? Are you letting us handle
it? Well, that's
this
it at the moment. I just need to finish reading the rest. But just need to finish reading the rest. But like I said, that's,
okay, well,
that's what started this whole thing.
Okay. Then I suggest, Clark, you read my email with a very cool mind, because there are a lot of things that you may take offense to. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a heads up right now, because I was being very blunt. I didn't sugarcoat anything. I explained what I thought, and I spoke out from my perspective, from how I see things. So if you're going to get offended by the rest of it, I apologize for it up front. Oh, I say you'd rather not read the rest of it. Just read whatever is in there in regards to the work and disregard everything else, because I am a very honest person, Clark, and I don't like to sugarcoat things. I'm not going to tell you something that you would like to hear from me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to come up to you straight, and I'm going to speak facts, whether you like it or not. And if you are someone who's going to take offense of that or you know, take it negatively, then I'm telling you I apologize for it up front.
Well, and I'm telling you that's fine. But all I'm saying is we're disagreeing right now over two statements in here that were not factual.
Okay. All right. So why don't you go ahead?
Right, this discussion right now, they just were not factual.
Okay. All
That's
right.
What
then
I will
take that back. Okay. Number one, the about you agreeing for the payment before the contract, I will take that back. And secondly, about micromanaging, I'm very sorry about that.
You don't have to. You don't have to take that back.
Are you
just
mad at me for that
I'm
too?
Kind of, no. What has me upset is that I was slammed pretty good by them yesterday in their emails. And like I said, I took them to other people, and I read them out loud, and other people read them and were quite offended as well because of the tone and the nastiness and the non-responsive, how non-responsive they consistently were to my questions. And kind of, they said they were clearly speaking down to me, and the number of times they suggested I don't understand copyrights. I mean, that was bizarre. It was absolutely bizarre.
Right. Okay.
So I'm coming from that. That's my experience yesterday. So like I said, you guys lost my goodwill.
Okay, Charles.
And I want to listen to you.
I feel like
I and I appreciated talking to you. But my
tolerance—you guys
are pushing
anxious.
I'm out of my tolerance level.
No,
for
you. I'm not pushing you right now. If we need to drop these charges, let's drop them because I'm clearly done with this, Clark. And the amount of stress that I'm getting, it's something that is unbearable. And to be very honest with you, Clark,
me too.
I cannot go in circles. I cannot go in circles again and again because, see, this is my final email to you regarding these charges. You read through the email. You let me know what exactly you're not fine with and whatever I said to offend you. I'm apologizing to you already on that, and we'll find a resolution after, you know, once you're done reading through that, and then we can discuss what exactly we need to do to... you know, finish up the rest of the project. I'm very sorry about this. I'm very sorry. If I would have known that it's going to be such a mess and so much complications, this wouldn't have happened in the first place, you know, to begin with.
All
we,
I can say is someone needs to teach them to answer a question, to listen to what people ask and answer the question, and they were not doing it. So...
And
that's
I'm
it.
Sorry
that's,
about
that's
that, Clark. You need to forget
them. Yeah,
and
I'm trying to move on from that.
You need to forget them now. And I'm the one talking to you right
well,
now.
Well,
and
your
I've been trying my best to answer your questions, Clark. Did you see the email?
Great job.
It took me 1.5 hours to write that down, you know.
And you've done
I'm
a great
trying
job.
My best, Clark.
Job.
I mean, if you cannot see that gesture,
and you know what?
The efforts that I'm putting in, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I have two paragraphs left to read. That was all I had left to read.
Okay,
so
all right.
I've pretty much read everything. I mean, so, it was just that so much happened yesterday, and for anybody to agree with them at this point,
I know,
I would have trouble.
It all ended up on a very wrong note, but I want to pick it up on a positive note, Clark, and I'm sorry once
let's
again.
Let's go with that.
I apologize on
Don't
behalf
need to apologize
of Sheldon.
Anymore. We're
I apologize
good.
On behalf of Daniel. I apologize on
no
behalf
need.
Of the company. I just want to make this work, Clark. That is it. You read
wonderful.
The email. You
no
let
need to
me,
apologize.
Okay?
We're good. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So
you read
and I are
the email?
I'm hearing you. Yes.
Okay.
I've got, like I said, just a little bit left. So.
All right. Okay. you proceed with that, and you let me know whatever your final answer is. Again, Clark, it is not about the money. It's not about anything. It is about retaining you as a customer with us, with me personally.
Right.
And I have never lost a client in my life. I'm telling you that on the record. So this is personal to me. This is personal to
I
me, Clark. Yeah. So
really
I'm just counting down on that.
So.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
No, you've done.
So,
I believe
I'm
you've done a great job. I just.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for still reaching out, even though it's being grumpy.
No problem at all. No problem. I'm here
right.
for you. You have questions. You talk to me. We'll discuss it. We'll talk it out. If it is anything at all, Clark, even if it means retracting those charges, you let me know that, Lisa, even after reading your email, I'm not comfortable with the charges. We'll drop the entire thing because it's not Sheldon or Daniel doing this. We actually have a separate team that works on the copyrights itself, okay? So even if you proceed with it.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's not going to be with them. So rest assured, everything else from now on will be handled by me and me only, just in case you decide to proceed with it, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. You take your time, and I'll be waiting for your response, okay?
Have a good day, and don't let me stress you out.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Okay, bye-bye.
Totally. Bye-bye.